For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Loss was a major theme of 2020. People lost jobs, opportunities, homes. Harris Lentz III lost a book deal. And his book is, ironically, about loss. Since 1993, Lentz has compiled an annual volume of celebrity obituaries. Not just A-list celebrities, but way down the alphabet celebrities. It's the kind of book made for a library's reference shelf. And Lentz is, in fact, a librarian. He works near Memphis at the Horseshoe Lake Branch Library in Arkansas, and he's with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Harris, how does one get into the business of collecting celebrity obits?
Oddly enough, I started in the late 1970s. I wrote an obituary about a film director for a publication called Famous Monsters of Filmland. And it sort of went from there, writing columns. And finally, McFarland decided in the early 90s a book would be a good idea.
McFarland is your publisher.
It was, yes.
Right. And you decided that after all these years, you were going to keep at this, but through self-publishing. And now you've moved to Amazon, and where people can buy a print version or they can read it on Kindle. You know, each volume acknowledges about 1,000 celebrity deaths. I imagine you spend your days scouring the media for obituaries.
I'm afraid I do. A good portion of it anyway. And I'm at the point now where people write me.
So how do you determine who goes into the book? Or maybe it's the sort of existential question of what makes somebody a celebrity?
Well, a lot of it's personal choice. There are obviously people that surely they go in, Little Richard, Kirk Douglas. And some of it's local. If you're a local radio celebrity from Memphis, you got a far more likely chance of making it than if you're from Denver. And also when I Google, it depends on how many hits I get. If someone from Croatia is like huge, I go, okay, I've never heard of him, but sure.
Well, I think people would call it a pretty macabre hobby, reading about death all the time, every day. So why does that interest you?
I'm not exactly sure. I think I see it more like I'm paying tribute to these people that, however, in their great or small way, contributed to our society in some ways. And I like to have the last word on them, I guess.
Yeah, well, what was your reaction when your publisher this year said no more printed versions of your annual book?
Well, they had talked about it for several years, and sales had gone down, obviously, because of the internet and what have you. And it wasn't unexpected, but I decided I still didn't want to let it go. I've been still doing the column, and I've been collecting the info, and I thought, well, why not?
What's the key to writing a good celebrity obituary?
You know, an interesting thing about it is the cause of death is sometimes like, okay, this person is kind of a C-lister, but good grief, she was eaten by coyotes while camping in Canada. She's going in.
Well, you know, before the internet, library shelves were full of these kind of reference books. There were, all the years and reviews and the books full of lists. Do you see some librarian in the future writing an obit for libraries?
Well, it's possible. I think we still serve a purpose with computer technology, and the Wi-Fi is pretty iffy out here sometimes. So a lot of people come in to use our computers or go online, and people still do read books. We're an aging group, but we're still out there.
You can find Harris Lentz III in the Horseshoe Lake Branch Library just over the river in Arkansas. And you can find his latest compendium, Celebrity Obituaries 2020, on Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Harris, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
This is WKNO News.